On Thursday, we started talking about the Ran, the famous Ran, about Heseba. The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph says that since we have two different Lashonos as to whether one should do Heseba for the first two of the Dalakosos or the last two of the Dalakosos, Hashd the Idmar Hachi Vitmar Hachi, Idi Vi Idi Bo Heseba. All four Kosos, both sets, require Heseba. So the Ran asks a blistering kasha on the Gemara. He says, we know that Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula, generally, when it comes to Mitzvahs Rabbanan, we're Makel B'Makom Safik. So why suddenly over here, when it comes to Heseba, we seem to be Machmer B'Makom Safik? If you have a Safik, which two Kosos you have to do Heseba for? So we should say that maybe the first two Kosos don't require Heseba, so you shouldn't have to do Heseba for them. And then you get to the last two Kosos, so we should say, Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula tells me that maybe those two don't require Heseba, you shouldn't have to do Heseba for them either. So why does the Ran say we should be machmer to do a seba for? Why does the Gemara say we should be machmer to do a seba for all of them? Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula should tell me we shouldn't have to do a seba for any of them. So says the Ran, the Raktas Mefarshim, Maram Chalava, as we pointed out, and others, they claim that you can't apply Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula over here because it's a milsad les beit tircha. There's no tircha, what's the big deal to recline while you're drinking? It's not a big deal. So therefore, Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula will not apply. But the Ran says, I have a simpler answer. You can't say Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula over here to pater you from Heseba for all of the Dalakosos, because if that's the case, then the Takana Rabbanan of Heseba is going to be Nekar Lagamri. It'll be completely uprooted. Whenever we're going to uproot a Takana completely by saying Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula, we don't apply such a principle. If you have a Suffolk, whether you read the Megillah or not, so in that circumstance, and you can be Mekil, the Takana of Megillah is not going to be Nekar. But you have a particular suffix, so that's okay. Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula will tell me it can be makel by a suffix mitzvah Rabbanan. But here, if we're going to say that Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula should tell me that you don't have to do Heseba for any of the Dalakosos, it turns out that the Takana Sacham to be Mesa for the Dalakosos is going to be Nekel Agamri, be completely uprooted. And says the Ran, in such a case, we don't say Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula. I saw the Sefer Iturei Megillah, a very beautiful Sefer on Masechta Megillah. He wants to answer the Ran's Kasha in a third way. He says, maybe the kasha doesn't even begin. Maybe the whole idea of Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula only applies if there's a suffix in the Iker HaChiv. A suffix whether there is a Chiv. For you. Right? Whether there's a Chiv. But here, is the suffix whether there's a Chiv? No, everyone says that there's a Chiv to do Heseba. The question is when to do that Heseba. Should we do it for the first two kosos or should we do it for the last two kosos? There's no suffix in the Iker HaChiv. A person is definitely chayiv in mitzvahs Heseba. The question is, when should he do it? If you have a suffix whether you read the Megillah, so now there's a suffix whether you're chayiv in Megillah b'chlal. A suffix. It's not a suffix whether you're chayiv in Megillah in general, but it's a suffix for you whether you have a chayiv b'chlal. But here, is there really a suffix in the chayiv? No, Heseba is a vadai. The chayiv Heseba is a vadai. The question is when to do Heseba. You definitely have a chayiv, either the first two kosos or the last two, but you definitely have a chayiv to do Heseba. So perhaps we can answer that maybe Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula can't apply over here because since you have a Vadai Chiyuv, you can't tell me Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula should say, well, it doesn't matter. Even though I have a Vadai Chiyuv, I don't know when to do the Chiyuv, so I don't have to fulfill that Chiyuv. No, if I have a Vadai Chiyuv, then certainly I have to fulfill that Chiyuv. And if I don't know when to fulfill the Chiyuv, then I have to do it in both locations, in both situations. So maybe the Kasha, the Ran, doesn't begin Bechlal. Here, there isn't a suffix in the Ikra Achiyav, there's a Vada Achiyav Heseba. The question is when to fulfill that mitzvah. So Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula can't tell me that I'm patted Lagamri from this Achiyav. Why should I do that? If there's a Vada Achiyav, then certainly I have to fulfill that Achiyav. And if I don't know when to fulfill the Achiyav, I have to be Machmer to do both in order to fulfill the Achiyav that I have a Vadai upon me. What is this Svara dependent on? The Svara of the Sefer Yeturei Megillah. That Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula only applies if there's a suffix in the Ikar HaChiyuv, not a suffix in how to fulfill that Chiyuv. So, Lechora, this Svara relates back to the question that we raised on Thursday as well. We mentioned that there's a discussion in the Achrona, what does Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula mean? What's the nature of this din? Is Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula a Hachra Lakula? It's like a leniency that the Chachamim put upon the person, that even though there really is a suffix here, there's a suffix, but he's allowed to be Mekel B'Makom Safek. By Daraisa, is B'Machmer. Sveikad Daraisa L'Chomer would tell me that you have to be Machmer by a Daraisa. But the Chachamim gave a person a leniency that he's able to be Mekel B'Makom Safek. There is a Safek. We're not poshet that Safek. We're not saying there is no mitzvah B'Makom Safek. There is a Sofek mitzvah, but you're allowed to be makel b'makom Sofek. Is that the pshat? Or should we say that Sfeikah d'Rabban l'kula means that b'makom Sofek, Chazal never were mesakin a mitzvah b'chlal. B'makom Sofek, Chazal were never mesakin any issa b'chlal. L'chora, what this svar of the Itur Megillah is assuming is that Sfeikah d'Rabban l'kula means that b'makom Sofek there is no chiyuv b'chlal. Chazal were never mesakin a chiyuv. So that's why it's limited to a case where there's a suffix in the Ikar Achiv. If there's a suffix in the Ikar Achiv, then you can say that B'mokom Suffix, Chazal never created that Chiv. The whole Chiv itself is only a suffix, so B'mokom Suffix, Chazal say, it's okay, there's no Chiv. It's a zero. There's nothing on the slate. But if there is no suffix in the Ikar Achiv, there's just a suffix in how to fulfill that Chiv. There's a Vada Chiv Haseba, it's just a suffix. Do I fulfill that with the first two kosas, or do I fulfill it with the second two kosas? So if there's a vaday chiyuv, how can you say, well, b'makom sofek, Chazal said that there's no chiyuv? No, there's a vaday chiyuv over here. Chazal made a mitzvah. It's just now, we don't know how to fulfill the chiyuv. So perhaps we can say that in such a circumstance, you can't claim that b'makom sofek, Chazal never made a chiyuv. There's a vaday chiyuv. There's not even a sofek in the chiyuv. You can't say b'makom sofek, Chazal got rid of the chiyuv. No. There's a vaday chiyuv. So even though there is a sofek, you can't be makel b'makom sofek. You have to be machmir to be mesiv for all four kosos. If there's a suffix in the Iker Chiyuv, so then you can say that B'makom Suffix, Chazal said that there is no Chiyuv B'chlal. But if there's a Vaday Chiyuv, it's just a suffix, how to fulfill that Chiyuv? You can't say that B'makom Suffix, Chazal never made the mitzvah. There's a Vaday mitzvah over here. The suffix has nothing to do with the Iker Chiyuv. The suffix has to do with how to fulfill that Chiyuv. In such a case, it doesn't make any sense to say that B'makom Suffix, one can be Mekum. Okay, then this could be the Svara to explain the idea of the Iturei Megillah. I gave you a comment in the Shach. Right? There's a discussion in the Achronim, without getting too complicated. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Do we say Sveika de Rabban Lakula even b'makom a chazaka? Cheskas Issa. We talked a lot about chazaka in Chulin last year. Right? A chazaka means a status quo. Status quo of Tara, status quo of Tumah, status quo of Issa, of Heter. There are many different circumstances, cases of chazaka in Shas. We talked last year about a cheskas einezvucha, a cheskas nevela, right? Cheskas tara, cheskas tum. A lot of discussions of chazaka on daftes, right? If you recall. So, what's the din? Do we follow sveket rabban lekula b'makom chazaka? Or do we say no? Sveket rabban lekula, you can go lahaka, but not b'makom chazaka. Once you have a cheskas issa, then you have to be more machmir. So the shach that I asked you to see. The Shach is in Klolei Svek Sveka. In Hilchas Tarovis, at the end of in the first Chelik Yerodeya, at the end of Hilchas Tarovis, there's what's called Klolei Svek Sveka. Klolei Svek Sveka. There's Klolei Svek Sveka of the Shach. He has lists, he has like a many different halachas related to Svek Sveka, not just Svek Sveka, double Svekas, but Sveka Drabban Lakulan, Sveka Darais Lachumra, and Rove, and other things. He gives a lot of klolim that are very, very important. So in Os Chav, in the Klalei Svek Svek of the Shach, he writes, V'chol zeh besofik isser d'rabbanan, she'en lo cheskas isser, havel yesh lo cheskas isser osser. He's talking about Svek d'rabbanan l'kula, and he says, the only time that we make el by Svek d'rabbanan l'kula is if there's no cheskas isser. If there is a cheskas isser, avad it's osser. So the Pesche Tshuva quotes in the Prichadosh, who argues, Hinei ha-Prichadosh, hisig al ha-Shach, v'hela da'filu b'she'esh lo ikim in ha-Tor, v'eschazik yisura, amin in Svek d'rabbanan l'kula. There's machlokas the shach and the prichadash. Let's say you have a suffix by an issa drabbanan, but there's a cheskas issa. There's a status quo of issa. Can I still be mekel or can I not be mekel? The shach says that you can't be mekel then, and the prichadash says that you can be mekel. What's the shaila? So someone has suggested maybe this also relates back to this yisod that we're presenting, how to understand sveikah drabbanan lekula. If I say that sveikah drabbanan lekula means that Chazal allow you to be lenient b'mokom safek, that even though by a deraisa, sveka deraisa is l'chumr, you have to be machmir, but by a derabbana Chazal allow you to be lenient. So it could be that if you have a cheskas iser, so Chazal take the leniency away. You have a cheskas iser, there's another reason to be machmir, so then Chazal will say, okay, we take the leniency away. There still is a suffix. Chazal are not telling you that there's no suffix chiyuv. There is a suffix chiyuv over here. There is a suffix iser over here. So if there is a suffix iser, we just have a leniency that you can be mekel, but welcome a suffix iser. So we're not going to give you that leniency if there's a cheskas iser. Because that's another reason to say that. Bichoshesh for the Safek Yisa. But if you understand that the concept of Streka Drabbanan Lekula means that if I have a Safek by a Drabbanan, Safek Yisa Drabbanan, Chazal say it's as if the Yisa doesn't exist. It's as if there is no Safek at all. If the principle of Streka Drabbanan Lekula means that B'mokom Safek Yisa, it's as if the Yisa doesn't exist, there's no Safek at all, so then Chazak is not going to change anything. Chazakah is a principle that we follow b'mokom safek. But if Chazal pasken up by a safek derabbanan, that it's as if there is no safek, there's no safek iser over here, so then we're not going to follow Chazakah. Chazakah is not going to change anything. It's as if there's no iser, so of course you can be mekel. If sveka derabbanan lekula doesn't get rid of the safek, sveka derabbanan lekula just tells me, I can be mekel b'mokom safek. So now if I have another variable, if I have another factor, if I have cheskas iser, so maybe that changes the whole equation, and now I should have to be machmir. But if Sveka Rabbanan Lekula tells me that it's as if there is no iser b'chlal, there's no safek iser, so if there's no safek iser, Chazak is not going to change anything. The reality is, Chazal say, that we were only misakin an iser, we were only misakin a mitzvah, b'mokom vadai, but b'mokom safek there's no takana, there's no iser. So if there's no iser, then Chazak is not going to change anything. Okay, so that shaila as to whether we say Sveged Rabbanan Lekula b'makom achazaka, b'makom achazkas iser, that also might relate to this question as to what Sveged Rabbanan Lekula is all about. Is it a leniency to be mekel even though there is a safek, or perhaps b'makom safek Chazal never instituted the iser, they never instituted the mitzvah. Okay, this is the basic discussion of the Ran, the kasha of the Ran on the Gemara. Two answers of the Ran. On Thursday we discussed what the Bir Advarim is, what the Machlokas, the two days might be, relating back to the nature of the mitzvah of Heseba in general. We talked about that at great length. Now we quoted a third approach, that perhaps the answer is simply that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv over here, there's a Vadai Mitzvah Heseba, there's just a Savik went to fulfill that mitzvah. So in such a case, you can't be Mekel, but rather you have to be Machmer to be Mesa for all four Kosas. And we discussed what that might be based on. Okay. Questions? We find a similar discussion. A discussion that's similar to the Ran's back and forth about Haseba in the context of Mikra Megillah as well. A situation where we have a suffix, when to fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah. And the question is, should we do both? Should we do one? Should we do neither? What's the din? Very similar to the Haseba question. The Haseba question is where there is a chiyuv to do Haseba. We don't know which kosos we're supposed to do Haseba for, the first two or the second two. Comes the Gemara and says, did you do it for all of them? Asks the Ran, why do it for all of them? You should do it for none of them. And the Ran gives his different answers. So we find a similar idea when it comes to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, writes as follows. Irshi Safek ve'en yoduim ha'isim ukeves choma bimos Yoshua benun, o achar kein, hukva, korin b'shnei hayomim she'en arba asar v'chamisha asar u'beleilehim. The Rambam says, what happens if you have a city that Safek mukeves choma bimos Yoshua benun? We know that if an ear that's Mukefes Choma Mimos Yoshua Benun reads the Megillah on Tesvav, on the 15th of Adar. Any ear that's not Mukefes Choma, that was not Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yoshua Benun, reads the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. So now the question is, let's say you have a Safek, you have an ear that was Mukefes Choma at some point in time, but you don't know if it was Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yoshua Benun, or it was Mukefes Choma after Yoshua Benun's time. So what do you do? So comes the Rambam and says, you got to read it both on your Dalet and Tesvav. Both on your Dalet and Tesvav, you got to be machmer for both tzedakim. That's the Rambam. Why should that be true? So many ask, what principle should tell me that you could be mekel in this case? Mikra Megillah, after all, is a mitzvah derabbanan. So what principle should tell me that maybe I should be able to be mekel? Sveka derabbanan lekula. Why can't I be mekel over here? Mikra Megillah is only a mitzvah derabbanan. You tell me the ear is Safek Mukeves Choma Mimos Yeshua Benun. So Safek Mukeves Choma is a Safek mitzvah on Tesvav. Safek mitzvah Yudalit. So I should be able to be Mekel. So the Turei Evan in Meseches Megillah says that that's not a kasha b'chlal. The Turei Evan has a very interesting shita. He assumes that Mikra Megillah is a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. A chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means coming from the Navi, coming from Ksuvim. coming from Tanakh. It's not a chiyuv midrabanan, it's higher than a chiyuv midrabanan. So since it's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah, he says, divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah dami. Okay, it's not from Chamishu Chamshei Torah, but because it's from Nach, we treat it like it's from Chamishu Chamshei Torah. It's like divrei Torah, it's like a daraisa. And because it's like a daraisa, that's why you have to be machmir, sveka daraisa l'chomer. According to the Turi Evan, the whole kasha never began. We're thinking that Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanan. So Sveka Rabbanan Lekula should tell me I could be Mekil. So comes the Turi Evan and says, Mikra Megillah is not the Rabbanan. It's not quite the rice in the classical sense. It's not from Chamishu Chamshei Torah, but it's Divrei Kabbalah. So if it's Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damu, it has the Chumrah of Divrei Torah, so you have to be Machmir. So that's the answer. There's nothing to talk about. That's what the Turi Evan wants to suggest. But Lechora, you really don't need the Turi Evan's Chiddush. Even if Megillah were to be a mitzvah the Rabbanan, I could still give you a reason why you should be machmir to read the Megillah, both on Yudalit and Tesvah, by the Safek Mukefes Chama. Why do you think? Help me now. Can you give me a reason why you should be machmir for both Yudalit and Tesvah? Rafi.
There's no tircha involved.
Is that true? There's no tircha to read the Megillah? It takes time? It could take half an hour? 40 minutes? I think there is tircha. So I'm not sure that tircha would be an answer here. But what other answer is there? Benji Katz.
Because otherwise it would be okay the entire day.
Exactly. The Ran's ikar answer. Otherwise it's going to be okay the entire day. What, to be makel to say you don't have to read it neither Yudalit nor Tesvav, so you'll be okay the whole mitzvah. Right? The Ran's answer is a good answer. Right? Tircha, Maram Chalava's answer, I'm not sure if that would be so good, Rafi. I'm not sure that would work over here, because this is a much bigger tircha than doing Heseba. But the Ran's answer, his own answer, that Lachor is a good answer. You'll be okay the Takana Lagamri. What other answer could we give?
Rabbi, can I just ask a question on that?
Yes, sure.
I was seeing tircha as not necessarily timing, more about, I don't know, maybe potentially violating an ifser or monetarily, and you don't have either of those there. So I think, you know, how does one define tircha? If tircha is, okay, everyone sits in shul for an extra 10 minutes, but, like, you know, no one really wants to lean extra, I guess, bismanenu. So I would say, you know, you don't necessarily have to call it a tircha.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, Rafi. So you're saying the svar of les betircha might apply over here. If you say chisar and kiss, what tircha is chisar and kiss, I think we normally would say tircha means physical tircha, that it takes effort. It takes effort. So I know sitting in shul is not as much effort as actually reading. Right? Reading is more complicated, but it still is a little bit of a tircha. I hear what you're trying to say. I hear what you're trying to say. It's a possibility. But the Ran's answer is certainly a good answer here at first glance, right? What other answer is there? Shalom?
There's a Vada Chiyuv.
There's a Vada Chiyuv. Vitur Megillah, right? There's a Vada Chiyuv over here. It's definitely a Chiyuv to read the Megillah. The question is when? So, if just like by Haseba, we say whenever there's a Vadei Chiyuv, then you can't beg off, you can't say that you're Potel Lagamri, so by Mikra Megillah as well? So, Lechora, there are many Svaras to give to explain the Rambam Shita. By the Savig Mukefes Choma, there's a Chiyuv to read both Yudalit and Tesvav, either like the Turi Evan, because Megillah is a Chiyuv in Divrei Kabbalah, Sveika the Divrei Kabbalah Luchumer, like Sveika the Raisa. Well, even if you say that it's only the Rabbanan, the reality is you still have to be Machmir to read both Yudalit and Tesvav. Because if not, you'll be Oka the Takana Lagamri. Or, because a Safik in the Iker Chiyuv, how can you be Mekel on a Safik in the Iker Chiyuv? Comes the Mishle Melech, and he quotes that the Ran in Masechta Megillah argues with the Rambam. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, by Safik Mukefes Chama Mimos Yeshua Benun, what do you do? You don't read Yudalit and Tesvav. Kosav Aran ulini nayoras amesupokos imay mukavas chama mimos Yeshua benun alo horaga odim shalchem behen acharov ayoros sheruban ena mukavas chama v'karn behen biyudalid. Comes the Ran and says that you read dafka biyudalid. You read dafka biyudalid because we follow rov ayoros. Rov ayoros and not mukavas chama mimos Yeshua benun. Rov ayoros read on yudalid. So this suffik mukavas chama reads on yudalid as well. Continues the Ran. The Ode, Shafilu Tomar Shu Suffolk Shokol, Havale Suffolk Shall Devrayim Ulakula. Venim Sapotro Bishnaim, Ubatul Mimana, Bavade Mikra Megillah. Lefikach kari barishon apata b'sheni. Adkan. Says the Ran, even if you'll tell me that it's a suffik derabanan, meaning, even if it's not rov ayaros, we just have a suffik without rov ayaros. So this is a case of suffik. Seiket derabanan l'kula should tell me that you'll be potter both on Yudalit and Tezvav. But zok the Ran, but then the takana is going to be nekar legamri. Takana will be nekar legamri. So you got to read on Yudalit so that the takana is not going to be nekar legamri. Ad kantvar. Right, the Ran is a lot there. Right, the Ran says that by Savik Mukefes Choma, they read the Megillah on Yudalit. Why? Well, first of all, Rova Yaros Sanat Mukefes Choma. So here there's a suffix, so we follow Rov. We assume this city follows Rova Yaros. But then he adds, even if we won't follow Rov, we'll just leave it as a suffix. But Sveket Rabban Lakula should tell me that you should be Mekel outright, Mekel both, that they shouldn't have to read neither Yudalit nor Tesvav. But that you can't do, says the Ran. So therefore, read on Yudalit. Frek the Mishnah Melech, it's Doch Pile Ploim. L'chorah, the Ran contradicts himself in Psachim. In Psachim, we have a similar idea. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Heseba. We just don't know when to do the mitzvah for the first two kosos or for the last two kosos. Comes the Ran and asks, Sveket Rabban Lakula should tell me that you should be Mekel for both of them. You shouldn't have to do Heseba Bechlal. Answers the Ran, you can't do that because since the Takana is going to be Nerka Legamri, if you say that you don't have to do Heseba at all, therefore you have to do Heseba for both sets. You have to do a seba for the first two kosos and the last two kosos. So what do you see from this? That whenever we don't apply the principle of Sveket Rabban Lakula because we're afraid that Takana is going to be Nerka Legamri, we don't say that you do the first one. But rather you have to do all of them. So why by Mikra Megillah does the Ran say by Sveket Mukefes Choma that since the Takana is going to be Nerka Legamri if you apply Sveket Rabban Lakula, so the operative principle is that they should read on Yudalit and not Tezvav. Why? They should read on both. They should read on both. It's Doch HaPele. It's Mamash HaPele. Mamash HaPele. So comes the Bir Agra. And he says, I think the answer is very simple. He says, if you read on Yudalit, you can be Yotze B'di'evet. You can be Yotze B'di'evet. Someone who reads on Yudalit, Gra assumes that you can be Yotze B'di'evet. Sounds like he's saying even an ir mukefes choma, someone who lives in an ir mukefes choma, if he reads on Yudalit, but the evidence can be yotze. That's what it sounds like from the Gra. Big chiddush. This Gra is in page 6. He quotes this Ran. And he says, "Ritzon alom akevin should be yudalid yotzei b'di'evet k'mo she'echtov lekamon shezeu tamo shel Rambam." So therefore, read on yudalid, and you're definitely going to be yotzei. That's what the Gro wants to say. Interesting. It's not the same as Heseba. By Heseba, we don't know which kosos to be meisiv for. So just because you're meisiv for the first two kosos, we don't know that you've been yotzei the mitzvah of Heseba. Maybe the mitzvah of Heseba requires that you be meisiv for the second two kosos. So you can't say, b'di'evet, I could be yotze with Haseba of the first two kosos. What would b'di'evet? Yeah, we don't know which ones to be meisiv. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, b'di'evet, the Gra is assuming that if you read on Yudalit Adar, you're certainly yotze b'di'evet. So that's why the Ran says, in that specific case, read on Yudalit, you'll be yotze b'di'evet, and then you don't have to read on Tezvav. That's what the Gra wants to say. But the Mishnah Melech has a different answer. Very interesting answer. Mishnah Melech says that there's a difference between Haseba as opposed to Megillah. When it comes to Haseba, the suffix is in the Iker Takonas Chachamim. Iker Takonas Chachamim, how to do Haseba. So if we're going to be Mekel outright, then no one's going to do Haseba for the Dalek Kosos. The suffix is which Kosos should we have to do Haseba for. But if we're going to be Mekel, to say Sveged Rabban Lakula tells me that you can be Mekel not to do a Seba for the first set and the second set, so then it turns out no one's going to fulfill the mitzvah derabban. The Takonas Chacham is going to be Nekel Lagamri. But by Safek Yemukafas Choma, even if we'll be Mekel Lagamri, right? Even if we'll be Mekel Lagamri for this year, to say that this city should not read neither on Yudalit or on Tezvav, is that going to be Oker the Takana Lagamri? It's not going to be Oker at Lagamri. It's not going to be Oker Lagami. It's not going to be Oker Lagami because there are other cities. Meaning that the Takonin the Rabbanon to read Megillah sometimes on Yudalit and sometimes on Tezvav, that's not going to change. Those cities that are Vadei Mukhev Eschom are going to read on Tezvav. The cities that are Vadei Einam Mukhev Eschom are going to read on Yudalit, and that's not going to change at all. The other cities are going to read on Yudalit or on Tezvav. So the Svar of the Ran, that if you're going to be Mekel outright, the Takana is going to be Neka Legamri, and therefore, how can you say that we're only going to be Mesif for one set of the Dalakosos? Maybe the Takana is going to be Neka Legamri. That doesn't apply by Megillah. No, Chamal. If we say that, you know, because of Sreikat Rabban Lakula, you should be Mesif only for the first two Kosos. So if it turns out that you're supposed to be Mesif for the last two Kosos, then that Takana is going to be Neka Legamri. You're not going to be Mesif. No one's going to be Mesif for the last two Kosos. That mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Haseva by Dalakosos, will not be fulfilled. But if we tell the Safik Mukhev Eschoma to read Megillah on Yudalit Adar, Is the Takon of Tesvav going to be Nekar? No. An ear that's Vadim Mukhev Eschoma Mimos Yashobanum will read it on Tesvav. So the Takon of Tesvav is not going to be Nekar. So that's why the Ran says, in such a circumstance, albeit Sveget Rabban Al-Kula can't tell me that you can be Mekel completely, because then the people in this city are not going to read the Megillah at all, but you don't have to read it on both days. You have to read it on both days. As long as you read it on one day, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. The Takon is not going to be Nekar because the Takon of Tesvav is not going to be Nekar if the Savim Mekev Eschoma reads it on Yudalit, because the other cities that have Avadim Mekev Eschoma will read it on Tesvav. So I don't have to read it on Tesvav for the Savim Mekev Eschoma. But at the same time, I can't be Mekel completely for the Savim Mekev Eschoma, because then the person who lives in the Savim Mekev Eschoma is not going to read the Megillah either. But for him, it's enough to read on Yudalit. He doesn't have to read on Tezvav. That says the Mishle Melech is the answer for the Ran. That the case of a Seba is a Suffolk in the Ikar Takana. Suffolk in the Ikar Takana, do you do a Seba for the first two or for the last two? So if you're going to tell a person, okay, I can't be Mekel for you completely not to do a Seba at all, because then you're not going to do the mitzvah at all. But be Mesa for the first two Kosos. That's not going to help, because if you're really supposed to be Mesa for the last two Kosos, then it turns out no one is going to be Mesa at the right time. So we have to be machmer that everyone should be Mesa for all of the Dalakosas. But by Megillah, there are some who read on Yudalit and some who read on Tezvav. So the fact that we tell the Safik Mukhev Eschoma that reading on Yudalit is sufficient, that's not going to be okay the Takan of Tezvav. There are other cities that have Adi Mukhev Eschoma that will read on Tezvav. So that's why, claims the Ram, when it comes to Megillah, the Safik Mukhev Eschoma can read on Yudalit. It doesn't have to read on Tezvav. You can't patter them completely and say, Sveik Darabon Lakula tells me you don't have to read the Megillah at all, because then they're not going to be out to the mitzvah b'chlal, right? They're not going to be out to the mitzvah b'chlal, but they don't have to read on Tezvav at all, because the Takona won't be necker if they don't read on Tezvav. Someone else will read on Tezvav. That's what the Ran holds. And what does the Rambam hold? Why does the Rambam argue and say that the Savim Mekev Eschom has to read both on Yudalit and Tezvav? The answer is because the Rambam doesn't look at all of the cities in general. He says, we look at this city. If this city reads on Yudalit and not on Tezvav, then the people in this city, the Takon of Megillah for this city, might be Nekel Lagamri. If this city really is Mukhev Eschoma, then it's supposed to be reading on Tezvav, and if no one in the city is going to read on Tezvav, then Lagabi, this city, the Takon of Mikra Megillah is going to be Nekel Lagamri. The Ran says, don't look with tunnel vision, don't look at this city, look in general at the mitzvah of Megillah. The mitzvah Megillah on Tezvav is not going to be Nekel Lagamri. Those cities that are Vadei Mukhev Eschoma will still read on Tezvav. So just because this city is not going to read on Tezvav, so what? But the Takana of Megillah is not going to be Nekel Lagamri. So it's fine. The Rambam says, no, we look at each city in particular. And since this city has a Safek Chi of Yudalit, Safek Chi of Tezvav, if you're going to tell him to read only on Yudalit and not on Tezvav, then it could be that the Takana of Megillah is going to be Nekel Lagamri from this city. So that you can't do, says the Rambam. Says that the Rambam, in the Safek Yer Mekev Eschoma, you got to read both on Yudalit and on Tezvav. Okay, this is the beer of the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, according to the Mishle Melech. Questions? Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Isn't the Rambam also kind of looking at all the cities as well? Because at the end of Yud Aleph, he said, Mevarchen al kriyasa b'yud dalet, ovad ho v'uzman kriyasa l'rova olam. Seems that he is kind of viewing it as, viewing all the cities as one.
I think he's only saying that l'gabi the bracha. He says, you know, if you make a bracha, you know, Safik bracha is lahakel, so maybe I should make a bracha even on the first kriya. So he says, since rove of the cities read on Yadalid, so even though it's a Safik bracha, you can make a bracha, it's okay, you can make a bracha on that kriya. He's only saying that l'gabi the bracha, he's not saying that l'gabi the chi of kriya. So for the bracha, perhaps that svara holds water. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is there a nafkamina between the Sefer Iturim and the world of the Tajbits and the Shashmaisa, the second day in the Ran? Are those the same svar and the same idea, or are they different?
What do you mean? The Tashbits made a comment about the nature of Sfeikat Rabban Lakula. Right? The Shmaisa's Tashbits, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. What we covered last week.
Right.
The two
approaches as to whether Sfeikat Rabban Lakula is a leniency to be makel, or it's that b'makom sofek Chazal say that there's no mitzvah, there's no issa bechlal, right? That's what you're asking.
Right.
So the one nafkamina that we have discussed, there are others, but the one nafkamina I threw out was the machlokas the shach and the pri chadash, as to whether we say sveged rabban lakula even b'makom a chazaka.
Do we have a nafkamina between that opinion and the sefer Iturim that says that that the sefer Rabban Lakula only works the sefer in the chiyuv but not in the application.
Oh, the sefer Iturei Megillah, Iturei Megillah. No, those two shitos are simply answers to the same question. So we don't have a nafkamina between those two answers. We just have a nafkamina. I mean, if you will explain the Iturei Megillah the way we explained it, that Sfeikat Rabban Lakula means that there's no mitzvah to begin with, there's no issa to begin with, so then it turns out that the first day in the Ran follows the Tashbeitz, and the Sefer Iturei Megillah is following the other approach in Sfeikat Rabban Lakula. So it will turn out that these two answers really are following two approaches in Sfeikat Rabban Lakula, so there will be a nafkamina between them, not in the context of Haseba, but rather in a different context, namely whether we follow Sfeikat Rabban Lakula even b'makom chazaka. Okay? Okay. The final segment that I wanted to talk with you about the Ran, I think we're going to leave for tomorrow, because I don't want to get started. I want to be able to explain it well. The idea of Tarti de Sastri. The Ran has a very interesting comment. I'm not sure if you picked up on this. This Ran, again, I said this is a world-famous Ran. It's such an important Ran for many, many different contexts. But you got to read it carefully. The Ran Svar really is composed of two parts. I'm not sure if you noticed that. The Ran says, V'lin nira, de'al-karlach boi lemebet aseba bekulu. You have to do aseba for all of them. Why? De'ineza lekula amai nokel bahani tfemehani. We keep on picking up on the last part of the Ran. That if you're going to be Mekel completely, it'll be Oker, the mitzvah of Eseba completely. But that's not what the Ran starts with. The Ran starts by saying, why should we be Mekel for the first two over the last two? What kind of a svar is that? Right? The Ran says, forget about whether you'll be Oker, the Takana Lagamri. He first says, you know, my chazis, the tekel bahani and not bahani. He says, if we'll say that you should be mekel, why should you be mekel on these and not on those? And if you're going to be mekel outright for all of them, then you'll be oker the whole takon. What's that first far of the Ran? Why should you be mekel for the first ones? Right? Why should I be mekel for the first ones over the second ones, or the second ones over the first ones? Yeah, why should I be mekel? I'll give you a good reason to be mekel. What's the reason to be mekel? Now, what's the reason to be Mekel? Why shouldn't I say that you should do a Seba for the first two Kosos? You have a Cheskas Chiyuv to do a Seba. Right? You know there's a mitzvah to do a Seba. And there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, so you have a Sovik whether you should do a Seba for the first two Kosos. So I would say do a Seba for the first two Kosos. Right? And then you no longer have a Cheskas Chiyuv because you may have fulfilled your mitzvah. So now I should be Mekel for the second Kosos. Why does the Ran assume that there's no reason to be more makel for the first two over the second two or the second two over the first two. I can give you a reason that you should be machmer for the first two and be makel for the second two. Because you have a cheskas chiyuv, we know that there's a mitzvah seba, so do a seba for the first two kosos. Then once you do a seba for the first two kosos, then we should assume that you're potter for the other two kosos. Isn't it similar to Megillah? Think about it, right? The Ran says that the Safek Yirmei Kafas Chomer reads when you dalid, you can't be mekel, you shouldn't be mekel completely, so what do? He reads you dalid. Why? Well, because there's a cheskas chiyuv. So read your dalid, read the first opportunity, and then once you read on the first opportunity, then you don't have to read on Tesvav also, because maybe you attack a yod to the mitzvah. Why doesn't that principle apply to Haseba? Why did the Ran assume in his first Svara that there's no reason to be makel for the first two over the second two over the first two? So to answer this question, we have to go take a step back and try to understand whether we would say Sveika de Rabbanu Lakula by Atarti de Sasri, where there's a mutual contradiction. Look at some of the makaras that I gave to you, look at Tosus and Brochus and the Meiri and Brochus. Try to understand, when do we say Sveika de Rabbanu Lakula? Do we say it by Atarti de Sasri? Do we use other principles in the situation of Tarti Desasri? Principles like Chazaka? Would we use Chazaka by Tarti Desasri? Maybe if we better understand whether Sveika de Rabbanu Lakula can apply by Makom Tarti Desasri, we'll be able to get an answer to this question. Ari Daniels?
The first answer the Rad wrote down was that we read on the 14th because of Ro.
Yes.
So what would the Rama, why would the Rama not say that we only read on the 14th because of Rav? The Rambam disagreeing with.
You're saying if the Rambam follows Rav for Brocha, so why shouldn't he follow Rav for the Ikar Achiev? Why shouldn't he follow Rav for the Ikar Achiev? Maybe because the Rambam is afraid that the Takana is going to be Nekar Lagamri for this year. If we follow Rav and we say that they should read Yudalid. So if the Chiyuv really is to read on Tezvav, then it's going to be Nekar Lagamri from this city. So in such a case, Chazal don't want us to follow Rav. They don't want us to follow Rav, because what is another city going to affect this city? The Rambam, again, is tunnel vision. He's focused on this particular city. So because he's focused on this particular city, he doesn't want us to uproot the Takana for this city. So he says that for the Mikra Megillah itself, you can't follow Rav. But for the Bracha, it's okay to follow Rav.